istenemben, s érdekedelmesi veszték a holnapokban. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there were a number of pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's which were read, which His Grace Ramanujacharya Prabhu read. Different pastimes with different personalities in which different devotional principles were demonstrated. His devotion to his mother, not just because she was his mother, but because she was a devotee. Lord Chaitanya was very concerned about his mother, and even when he took sannyas, which means that the person leaves family life and goes away renouncing the world, but still Lord Chaitanya, when he took sannyas, he asked his mother, where would you like me to live, to base myself, now that I am taking sannyas? And Mother Sachi, a mother of Lord Chaitanya, said, please live in Jagannath Puri, because it is not so far from where Mother Sachi was living. And in this way, she would be able to get news of her son, of Lord Chaitanya, regularly. So Lord Chaitanya did that. Lord Chaitanya did that. And even though he was a very staunch renunciate, quite amazing actually, how he would not entertain, he would not associate with materialistic people of any type. He wouldn't have anything to do with them. But still, he actually, he's known as the greatest devotee of monks, although he was a staunch renunciate. So like this, there are different pastimes of Lord Chaitanya that we heard about in the last 20 minutes or so, all of them illustrating very important devotional principles. But this idea of, which was amongst the pastimes read, of how Lord Chaitanya had a special spiritual relationship with his mother, which I don't know if you are following it carefully, if you're able to follow, but Lord Chaitanya had gone away. He had taken sannyas and left home, gone away some hundreds of kilometers away. And to travel, of course, in those days meant by foot. So effectively, there was a lot of distance between them. But Mother Sachi, even though there was a physical distance between the two of them, when Mother Sachi would cook food and offer it to Krishna, to the Gopal deity that she had at home, then Lord Chaitanya, spiritually, on the transcendental level, Lord Chaitanya would come from hundreds of kilometers away. By foot it would take weeks. But he came just like that. Every day he came. And every day when she offered food to Gopal, and in her mind she was thinking that I would be so happy if my son, who of course is Lord Chaitanya himself, I would be so happy if my son would partake of this. So Lord Chaitanya would come and he would eat that food from hundreds of kilometers away by some transcendental arrangement, and even his mother would come into the room when the offering time was finished, because the system is the food is put on the offering plate, the plate is put in front of the altar, some mantras are chanted, and then one leaves the room for some time with the food left in front of the altar for the Lord to eat. And then after some period of time, one comes back and one takes the plate off the altar, and then that food is now prasad. So she would leave that food in front of Gopal on her altar and chant the mantras and leave the room. And in her mind, she was thinking, as we mentioned, I wish my son, Nimai, Lord Chaitanya, I wish he could have this food. Then after a little while, she would come back in to take the plate back from the altar so the food could be distributed. Now it's prasad. She would come in, and oftentimes she would find the food had gone. It had gone. There was an empty plate sitting on the altar. And as Rana Vijayacharya Prabhu read, sometimes she would become confused and think, did some animal come and eat it? Which is not really very possible, because everything was done in very clean conditions and, you know, very nice conditions. There weren't any mice or creatures around who could come in. Everything was spotless and very secure. But she would think like that, did some animals come and eat the food? Or she would think, maybe I just left an empty plate on the altar and there was no food to start off with. But what had actually happened was that suddenly Lord Chaitanya had come from hundreds of kilometers away, and he had eaten that food on the basis of the desire of his mother. So like this, the connection was very strong. Even though Lord Chaitanya, his mother's a very great devotee. She's not just a materialistic lady who's very absorbed in her family. No, she's a very spiritual person, very advanced devotee. And Lord Chaitanya, he is not just some young man who is very attached to his mother, a mummy's boy, as they say. He was not just a mummy's boy hanging around his mother. He appreciated her great devotion, her great spiritual love. Therefore he would come and eat. So, of course, this is special, because Lord Chaitanya is God. He is not just a devotee like many of us, or we're trying to be devotees. He was not just a regular devotee. He is God. But he is doing a special thing. He is acting as a devotee. He is acting as if he is a devotee. He is God. Everyone is meant to be his devotee. But he is acting as if he is a devotee in order to show us how to be devotees. The teacher is teaching by doing the lesson himself. The teacher on the blackboard is writing A, B, C, just as the children are writing in their books, A, B, C. The teacher is writing A, B, C. He does not need to learn A, B, C. He is not writing on the board A, B, C, so he can learn better. It is to help the children to learn. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, he is God. But he is acting as a devotee, not because he needs to be a devotee. Rather, everyone should be devoted to him. But he is acting to show us how to be devotees. So, like this, Lord Chaitanya showed that he was very respectful to his devotee mother. In a Krishna conscious way, he would accept her food offerings like this. So, in terms of our program today, is the 1 year ceremony to observe and commemorate the passing of Rohini. And she was a young girl. What was her age when she passed away? 7. She was with us for 7 years, but then approximately a year ago, she left this world. She left her body, passed away, and so therefore she is gone in that sense. She is no longer among us. But there remains a type of connection, even though some distance is there. Just as Lord Chaitanya showed, even though some distance was there to separate him from his mother, so Rohini has gone, and there's some distance between her parents and her, between us and her. But still, a connection remains. Therefore, we are performing this program not just to remember her, not just to offer some respect to her memory, but because here we're actually participating in a reciprocation with her. As you can see, her picture is there on the altar on your right. And when we perform the arati, the different items, the agavati, the ghee lamp, and so on, the different items which are offered in the arati, after they have been offered to the Lord and our great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, so then they'll be offered to the assembled devotees or yourselves, but then as part of that, as a special part of that, they'll be offered to her. And our understanding is, or rather, the spiritual reality is that it is not just something representational, it is not just for the sake of memory, but that this is a bona fide Vaishnava process for actually connecting with the person who has passed away. And in that way they receive, Sri Rohini will receive the different things which are offered, which are now prasad, having been offered to the deity. She will receive them as prasad, and she will therefore benefit greatly through receiving the prasad of the Lord. So like this, there is a connection remains, and there is some sense of communion and connection for all of us, even particularly in a special ceremony like this. So Lord Chaitanya was demonstrating, of course in a slightly different way, he was still present on the planet, although he was some hundreds of kilometers away, but he was still living, so to speak. But he accepted the service of his mother. He is God, of course, so he accepted it in a very powerful way. He actually ate the food God. But the principle involved of connection being there, communion, relationship, interaction being there, that principle is the principle which is in effect here. This is what is happening here. This is what is happening. This is why we are doing this. To connect with her and to help her and benefit her in whatever situation she has gone on to, which of course will be a better Krishna conscious situation than from before she took birth, so 8 years ago. I actually remember when I'm sitting here from my position, I can see our temple across on the hill. It's a little vague now through the haze and the rain, but sometimes it's quite clear. No, I can see. So I'm sitting there looking at our Nittai Gaura Sundara temple, looking very beautiful on top of the hill. That is the temple, isn't it? Yeah. So I'm sitting there looking at it. And I'm remembering when I don't know if we still do. Do we still have Namahata programs here? Not really. But I remember when we did. And I remember that this was the place where I first met Rohini. Yes. This is the place I first met her. That was before things were functioning at the temple. And I would come here from time to time and see her. And I remember early on, his parents came to me. She was just very, very small. And they were saying that, of course, as I think you all know, from the outset she had a physically... her physical condition was, you know, not somehow or other. She was born with some disabilities physically. Although, of course, her mind, as far as I could see, that many times I met her over the years, her mind was very sharp. But her body was not doing so well. And her parents asked me, I forget exactly all the details, but they're asking what to do and what, you know, there's some danger. Even at that point, that was when I think she was perhaps one or two, that, you know, there's some danger because of the condition, she may pass away. And I said, well, you know, you have to be sort of ready for that. If it's a possibility, I mean, don't become negative or fatalistic or pessimistic at this point, but still, you have to be kind of ready for that if that may happen. But they were really determined that no, she should carry on and develop. And she did carry on and develop. Although, unfortunately, due to her different sort of intrinsic parts of her physical condition, then a year ago she did pass away. But I could see their intense desire for her to carry on and to be happy, a happy child, and to be a devotee. And then the child, when that particular incident happened, I don't know if you remember what I'm referring to, but I remember I saw her then some months later probably, and she had kind of pulled through that particular obstacle. And I was thinking that through the determination of her parents and their affection for her, their love for her, and their Krishna consciousness and their desires for her to progress in in every aspect of her life, and particularly in her Krishna consciousness, I felt that that kind of, from their hearts, gave her some momentum to continue on. So then we would meet every now and then, every few months, we would meet, and then it was approximately a year ago that she, her condition deteriorated, and she was placed in, what is the hospital, St. Augustine's. And she was placed there, and it appeared clear, more or less, that it was just going to be a question of time. Of course, for all of us, it's just a question of time. But in her case, that time, which it was the question of, it was fairly clear that it was a very short period of time. And I recall, I think I was in Cape Town. And he found me. And Rohit Prabhu phoned me, I was in Cape Town, and asked if I could come back immediately to see Rohini because she was in this condition, and the doctors in that hospital, with all due respect, they were not really very nice. And they were urging that they, so to speak, pull the plug out, if you know what I mean. And, you know, just sort of hard-hearted. And they were in a quandary because they had been pressed heavily by these doctors. Just do it. So they asked me to come back. You know, unfortunately, I was in Cape Town, I couldn't just come back. Although I did come back about a week or two later, and Rohini was still living, although effectively just mainly by the power of those machines. So then I went in and I saw her. And spent some time there. We were there perhaps an hour, I think, chanting near her. And I met the doctor, and the doctor was in his mood to just pull out the plug and don't worry about it. Not very nice. But then we said, no, just carry on. And when the time comes by Krishna's arrangement, then that will be that. So let us just wait. So we did that, and a few days later, then in a natural way she passed away. So, but I could see the intensity of their care, the intensity of their love, and it seemed to me that was what was keeping her going. And as a result, I was able to see her despite the fact that she could have passed away at any minute. So the connection is there, spiritual connection. Again, as we said, it is not just a material thing, a mother, child, parents, child, as in the material world. But we're talking about a spiritual bond, spiritual connection. But even after a person has passed away, through our affection, through our care for them, if we have an immediate relationship, then we can still benefit them. So, this is what the program is for, really, here. Not simply to remember her or respect her memory, although that is there also, but actually this program is about spiritual connection with her, spiritual interaction with her, and making a spiritual contribution to her life, even though she has gone on to another life. She has gone on that. She's with Krishna even. She was there in the hospital, and I think she had the hip bones on, wasn't it? Yes, and there was Prabhupada, Bhajans, and Kirtans playing 24 hours a day, I think. Yeah, 24 hours a day, just very deep, actually, right into her ears. So that she's gone to Krishna, then that she should be praying for us, if she's already gone to Krishna. But if she's gone on to continue her Krishna consciousness elsewhere within this world, that's also all right. That's not a problem. But one way or another, today we're making a connection with her and contributing, giving her some spiritual benefit. And you also, I know many of your devotees, as I'm looking out here, of course I recognize so many of you. I think some of you are relatives of the family, and you may not be so much involved in Krishna consciousness. So, that's up to you, of course, but we would strongly advise you, that follow in the footsteps of the family, follow in the footsteps of Rohini, in her own way, even though she's just a little child, 7 years old, just very small, and children that age not very responsible, but in her way, she was Krishna conscious, she enjoyed Krishna consciousness. She participated in Krishna consciousness. She benefited, and she continues to benefit now through the affection and care of her family members who are left behind. So you, if you're not practicing Krishna consciousness, then of course it is up to you, but we strongly advise follow in the footsteps of the family, follow in the footsteps of Rohini. Sometimes they say the child can be the father of the man. In other words, the adults can learn from their children sometimes. So we can also learn from her, we can certainly learn from her family. That her Krishna consciousness is there. If we chant Hare Krishna, if we worship Krishna, follow the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. This is what Hinduism is really meant to be. Not just an array of many, many different things you can do. You can worship this one or that one, or do this sacrifice or that puja or some other prayer or whatever you like. You all know better than me even. That the world of Hinduism is so variegated. But actually the essence of it is, the foundation, what is actually pervading the whole thing, is Krishna. Krishna is the original Supreme Lord. From Him, all the devas and devis are coming, as we are coming. As we are coming from the Supreme Lord, all the devas and devis, they're also coming from the Supreme Lord. So let us focus our attention on Krishna. Worship Krishna. Chant the names of Krishna. Associate with the devotees of Krishna. Study the words of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and the other Vedic literatures. And in this way, focus our lives on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, when we, well, during the course of this life, we'll be very happy in our relationships with Krishna. And at the end of this life, we can go on to be with Krishna, return to the eternal kingdom of God, and also also our family members, if they also become devotees, that they can perform a ceremony like this for us, which will benefit us in a real way. Because this is all according to scripture. So therefore, today we are dedicating everything for the benefit of Rohini. We will have now, I think we will have the arati. We will have the arati now. And then while we're having the arati, as I said, we will also offer everything to Rohini. Do we have flowers or anything like that? Or not? We have? Ah, okay. So, then what? Everyone can offer to? What?
We should offer to?